Cam is back at it again on social media. The new Patriots quarterback. There's some music behind this. If you can't understand it all, I'll tell you what he's saying. Cam is pumped, though.
I'm ready to kill him. I'm ready to kill him. You feel me? You get tired of all this humble. Because when you humble, you start taking advantage of it. When you're a safe man, they start taking advantage of it. But the hyena can be doing all of what he do. The elephant can be doing all he do. The giraffe, the antelope, the chimpanzees, even the gorilla. But it's one mother in the jungle. When he roar, everything stops. And I'm about to
I don't know if you could actually hear that or not, because when I listened to it downstairs, I could hear everything he was saying fine. Yeah. There, it felt like the music was very loud.
Yeah, that was very... That was Tom Brady?
No, that was Cam.
My bad. I was 50-50 guess. I didn't know who it was. I went with Tom Brady, my bad. But
so
go ahead.
Cam Newton was saying, if you couldn't hear it well, I apologize.
But I'm sure Tom did talk like that, but go ahead.
Okay, so Cam says that he's tired of being humble. He earlier at one point said, you could have chosen me, but you chose that instead. That's referring to the Panthers and Teddy Bridgewater. Then he went through his whole spiel. He said, the jungle's got a lot of animals. The hyena does its thing. The chimpanzee does its thing. The gorilla does its thing. But in the jungle, there's one animal that when it roars, everybody stops. And he goes, I'm ready to roar, and you're going to hear me, basically. So Cam is pumped, hyped. This is a new era of Patriots football. And I got to tell you, I don't know how it's going to work on the field. I still think it's a wrong decision from a football standpoint, but I love it.
I'm not going to tell anybody how to act, but since the show is today, not a good look, to be honest with you. First of all, look, he's going to do his way. Tom Brady's going to do his way. You know, of course, I was kidding around, but could you imagine if Tom Brady had said this, we wouldn't have to plan for a show. This would be the show for the next 6 months. Did you hear what Tom Brady said? Do you not think that they'd be talking about this nationally in Boston, going crazy on this? I think this is over the top for a guy that doesn't even know if he has the starting job yet.
It's different, though, with Tom Brady.
Well, but no, I'm talking about this guy, Cam Newton, doesn't even know if he has the starting job yet. Let's wait to see what goes on. You've been on the team for, what, an hour now, it seems like? Can you at least get tackled once? Can you go through one practice before you start going, I'm going to roar and all this baloney out here? Look, maybe you like the confidence. Maybe the Patriot fans like the confidence. Obviously different from Tom and different from what you used to the last 20 years, Brady. I don't know. If I'm Belichick, I don't like it. That's for damn sure.
It doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Right.
Okay. I like the Tom Brady way. I usually like put your head down, be humble, work hard, say nothing, and then let your play do the talking. But you know what? I had the plan. I had the Jarrett Stidham plan. I had the gap year, the see where we're at plan. I had all of that, and we blew it out of the water. So we're going to blow it out of the water. I want the full Cam Newton experience.
Well, he must know that he's going to be the starter. When you talk like this and you're cocky, then I feel like he knows he's the starter.
I don't care if he's the starter. I don't even care if he knows if he's the starter. If we're going to change everything, if we're going to go in the complete wrong direction with this plan, at least give me the full experience of it. I want all of it. I want Cam to dress like Mr. Peanut. I want him to... He got out and got his physical in Foxborough, and he's got the tiny shorts that look like they're part of a three-piece suit. I don't care. I want all of it.
Yeah, but
this is what I want.
Yeah, but you...
If you're going to blow out the plan, give me this.
Yeah, but okay, so you just want Cam to be Cam. I can't have a guy... That's like me saying, hey, Brady, let's talk about the third-string offensive lineman... because he's got the biggest mouth and he's saying this, that, and the other. And you'd say, who cares about an offensive lineman that's third string? He doesn't get to play. Nobody even knows his damn name or he went to college. So, you got to be playing for you to be talking smack like this, I guess is my point there, Brady.
It's like Bull Durham, though. Yeah. Remember, you can talk once you've done something.
Right, exactly.
Cam has done something.
Not with the Patriots, though.
Cam's got a history. Cam's got a rep. He won a national championship. He won a Heisman Trophy. He's been to a Super Bowl. He won an MVP. And this is, you know what? This is fun. There's no other sports going on. We don't have any other games that we're really getting ready for the next couple of weeks. Even in a normal time, this is where we're supposed to start getting excited about the idea of training camp. And we always say, oh, the offseason's the offseason. Say what you want in the offseason. Doesn't make any difference. On August 6th, on September 6th, maybe things change a little bit. But for right now, come on, maybe this is fun. I want more of it. I want more camp.
Immediate reaction on the Tom Fertitta text line. He'll be released by the team by Thanksgiving.
Last week they were going to the Super Bowl, and now that he's going to be released by Thanksgiving. Okay.
Tim says, Cam, talk is cheap. In the words of the late Al Davis, just win, baby. Ben said, talk is cheap. Prove it on the field. Then you could roar.
The reason why this doesn't...
I'm like with everybody else. Maybe it's because we're used to Tom Brady.
Yeah, we are used to Tom Brady. And I wanted to keep Tom Brady, and I wanted to roll with Stidham. But if we're not doing those two things, then give me the full Cam Newton experience. And
why? Why do you have to have him acting like a horse's ass for the true Cam Newton experience?
The reason why this is different, Arnie, is people are always accepting of you when you've always shown this. If Tom Brady was like Tom Brady for 20 years right. and then started acting like this, it would be such a drastic shock.
Of course.
Look, Manny Ramirez was fine to act however he wanted because that's just Manny being Manny.
Right.
Okay? You've already got this image. Everybody talked to last week, yeah, Gronk, good example. Everybody has this image of Cam Newton as this arrogant, cocky guy. Well, you know what? He's just playing right into what everybody already thought right here, so I'm good with it. Let Cam be Cam. Cam being Cam will allow Cam to play the best. It's the off season, so who cares? And everybody's told us how smart Cam is, how respected Cam is, what a good leader Cam is, how Cam's teammates love him. As long as those four things stay the same, I give a rip what he says on July 5th.
Chris says there's no way Cam or any new quarterback would be ready to start week one in this complicated system.
Very possible. Very possible.
Well, Stidham's a new quarterback, and he's been around. This is his second year, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, a year's pretty much long enough to learn the system there.
Well, I mean, I think all teams are going to be, if you have a new head coach or a new quarterback, I think you're behind the eight ball. I don't know that Cam can win the job in week one. Zolak said he didn't think he was going to start week one as well last week. He told that to the DP show. They said one AFC East head coach told Diana Rossini of ESPN they didn't think Cam was going to start week one, But again, I don't even care. I'm talking about July 5th right. and Cam's social media post. I'm excited for this. I think it's the wrong move. But if you're going to be wrong, you might as well give me everything that Cam brings to the table. I think
Cam, what's the wrong move you mean?
Bringing in Cam was the wrong move in general. Yeah. They should have gone with Stidham, and they should have played this year and see how it...
Well, they still may go with Stidham. You don't know that, though.
Then that would be the That's the better move. That is the better move. But if they're going to go with Cam, then I want all of it. Give me all of it.
I don't know why you can't have a watered-down version of him on the sideline. You and said, hey, you know, why don't you tone it down a little bit? That's not the Patriot way. You know,
I don't need the Patriot. Well, the Patriot way is done.
Do like you do in, you know, when you're in Rome or whatever. Do like you're over there, Brady. You're the Patriots. You do it the Patriot way, right? When you're somewhere else, then you do it that way. When you're in Carolina, you do it the Carolina way.
Belichick needs to come closer to Cam than Cam needs to come closer to Belichick. Belichick needs to change up his style to a degree. And look, Belichick's almost 70 years old. We always talk about who he's adapting, how he's learning. He needs to learn to relate more to the modern player. Tom Brady was perfect for Belichick because he was willing to act the exact same way. He could have kept Brady. He didn't. He could have gone with Stidham, who was more of a rookie, more likely to acquiesce to everything. He didn't. He's going to go with Cam. This is what you get when you get Cam. Cam is a brand. Cam is a personality, and you better be willing to embrace that. They signed him.
Can I say, hey, you've been around in this league, how many, what is this, 9 years? This is going to be his 10th year? How old is he, 30? You're going to be 31.
He's going to be 31.
Can I say, dude, you're 31. That's like 51 in regular years, man. Act like you've been there before. Maybe this was okay when you were 21, 22. Enough is enough. Why are you still acting like this at 31, 32? Did you not get mature over the last 10 years? That bothered me. You want the whole experience. I'd say, dude, what, 10 years now? You've been acting like this? You never matured at all.
It's more okay at 31 than at 21.
No.
At 21, you might write off some of it as youthful exuberance, but you'd also say, dude, you never won anything. Cam's won stuff. Cam's been to the playoffs. Cam's taken subpar rosters to 11-5 records. He's gotten to a Super Bowl. This is fine for Cam Newton to do this, especially now. It'd be one thing if they go and get beat 45-7 and he pops off. That would be one thing. This is July 5th. Who cares?
Tony says, have you guys seen what he's wearing when he showed up in Foxborough? He was not dressed flamboyantly. He was dressed absolutely to a T, but not flamboyantly. And Ty says, you can roar, but there's no talent around you to roar with. To roar with you, does it even matter? No, it's going to be a horrible team anyway. So I think it's going to be a 7-win team anyway. All right, 802-655-6672 off and running on a Monday. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
Coming up next, Gordon Hayward stepping outside of the Disney bubble. Do we have a problem with it?
All right, we'll get to that next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.